I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Love, I'm talking about the love of God. Amen. Psalm of Solomon 6:10, who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners. Amen. Here in Song of Solomon, amen, I love the writing of this book. Amen. And so here in the sixth chapter, he's describing, amen, the description of the church. This is probably what I would consider one of the most concise descriptions, amen, of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to be found anywhere in the Word of God. Amen. I realize that it's kind of seemingly far different from what the church world of today and their slimy grace preaching. Amen. I want to tell you, when you read this, it doesn't sound like something that is poor, weak, amen, and insufficient. Amen. Nothing about this passage says that the church is a failure. Amen. Nothing about it says that grace has to be slimy and greasy. Come on, Brother Joe. That grace must wink at sin. Grace never winks at sin. Amen. Has never winked at sin. God has never winked at sin, but at times of ignorance. Amen. So this small passage of Scripture sets forth the church, amen, as Christ has delegated it to be. And matter of fact, it's the only one that he is coming back for. Come on, Brother Joe. He ain't coming back for that whorish church. Amen. He ain't coming back for that backslid crowd. Come on, Brother Joe. He ain't coming back, amen, for that crowd that says they love him with their mouth, but their heart is far from him. He's not coming back for that crowd, amen, that gives him second or third or fourth place. He's coming back for that crowd, pardon me, for that people that love him, amen, with all of their heart, all of their soul, and all of their might. Amen. So I'm going to look at this for just a little while. The passage here, amen, that is spoken, I've often preached along the line. Amen. And we go back, there's several passages that stand in parallel, amen, to this work. One of them in the book of Hosea. Amen. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, that He is going forth. And here we see a reference unto God. His going forth is prepared as the morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain, as the former and the latter rain upon the earth. Amen. Signifying the faithfulness of God. Amen. The former rain, the planting rain. Amen. That's the rain that must come in order for the seed to spring forth. And amen. To burst open that, soften that shell and so that life that is within that seed can spring forth. Amen. I can tell you, we need the planting rain. Amen. Hallelujah. And we need, amen, the latter rain, which is, amen, the harvest rain. Amen. If the seed comes up and that life begins, there must be that which sustains it. Amen. And brings it into fruition. Amen. Bring it about the bountifulness and the crop that God has intended. Everything that God, amen, has done. Listen, when God sets something in motion, He doesn't do it halfway. Amen. He doesn't forget anything. Amen. Man will forget. Man will overlook. Man will make huge blunders. Amen. I can assure you one thing. God does not make blunders. He doesn't overlook. He don't forget. Come on now, brother. Listen, when I say he doesn't forget, I mean he doesn't forget what he is supposed to do. Amen. Yes, thank God. I'm glad God will go seeing it that's repented of as far as the east is from the west. The only thing that God forgets is sin that has been repented over. Amen. Outside of that, God's going to remember. Hear me. I thank God. God remembered Noah when, amen, he's in that ark. And I'm telling you, he's been floating on that water, by that rough water. And the fountains of the great deep have been broken up. But God did not forget Brother Noah. Amen. Oh, listen, God did not forget. Amen. When Brother Jeremiah is over there in that water pit. Amen. And he put it on Ebed-Melech's heart, that old Ethiopian unit, to go down and see the king and say, hey, why don't you let some of us go down there and get old Jeremiah out of that pit over there? Amen. I want to tell you something. If we'll walk with God, love God, he will not forget you and I. Amen. Hallelujah. He will remember. Woo! Amen. If we'll remember God, God will remember us. Amen. We used to sing it on song, remember me, O loving Savior. Thy strength and refuge be mine, that I may share thy blessed favor. Oh, Lord, remember me. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm glad if we will walk with him, like he said, he will remember us. Amen. And so Hezekiah, Hosea writes and says, amen, if we follow the Lord, we will learn something. Then shall we know. We won't think. We won't guess. We will know. Amen. That he's going forth to prepare us the morning. Amen. You can't stop the morning. Look at the boat. I want us to see something. The morning comparison is also in the scripture that we read unto you. Amen. Them that are his. Amen. Sharing his likeness. What are they sharing, Brother Joe? Undefeatableness. Amen. Unstoppable. Hallelujah. My, my, my. Amen. You mean to tell me, Brother Joe, amen, that if I really love God and live for God, that there is no sin, that there is no temptation, that there is nothing the devil can do to stop us? That's exactly what I'm saying this morning. I know we live in this crazy world. It's tampered with the Word of God, played games, and they brought God down to their level. Amen. And they've made a church that's just full of excuses and, amen, and full of reasons why they should be sinful and why God don't care and why God's going to carry them to heaven anyway. Come on, Brother Joe. Somewhere along the line, somebody better read this book. Amen. And somebody better have them a fresh evaluation. Amen. Jesus didn't come down on the cross. Amen. The plan of salvation wasn't set in order by God. It's perfection. So that a church could say, we're not able. I read about that crowd that said, we're not able, Brother Tony. Amen. There was 10 of them. I think that was a majority, was it not, Brother Tony? 10 against 2. Hello? Kind of looks like that today, does it not? Amen. It's not worse. Amen. Well, we look like grasshoppers in their sight. Amen. But we got two of them folks over there that had a nice fresh revelation. They knew who the God they served was. And their testimony was nothing like that other 10. Amen. They stood and declared, we are well able. Amen. And they was not boasting in themselves. What was they boasting in, Brother Joe? They was boasting in the God, amen, that had brought them to where they were. Amen. They was boasting in the God that had given them His Word. Amen. Come on. I thank God this morning we got His Word, Brother Tony. Amen. His Word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. God hadn't discussed it with men. He hasn't discussed it with angels. Amen. He has spoken. Amen. Listen to the Word of God, what He says. Amen. He said, have I not spoken? And shall I not bring it to pass? Amen. That's the God that we serve. Amen. So they, amen, God did not have to, amen, God, deal with that. Amen. I can tell you, He's spoken. And so Joshua, amen, and Caleb said, we are well able. Amen. God said, everywhere that we are to put the sole of our foot, God said, I'll give it to you. Amen. My, I think that promise still stands today, Brother Tony. Somewhere in that book I did read that he said he had no respect of person. Amen. My, I don't believe he has any respect of generation. Amen. I don't believe he has any respect of nationality. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. That says what? That says the same promise that God gave them is unto you and I. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. I want to get to the points. I want to look at in the church. So the passage, amen, in Song of Solomon 6:10 is one. Amen. Of the most concise, and now we done said this earlier, and elegant descriptions of His church. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's just look at it for a few minutes here this morning. Amen. And of the bride of Christ. Amen. Oh, listen to the word of Christ Church. Who is she that looketh for as the morning? Amen. Now, signifying as we look at that, amen, looketh forth as the morning, describes the invincibility. Amen. The invincibility. What does that mean? Simply undefeatableness. You cannot defeat His church. Come on, they've been trying for years. Amen. They tried in the old Soviet bloc. I mean, they tortured them. They done everything. If you read, amen, Torture for Christ by Brother Wormbrandt, amen, he was in one of the Soviet bloc nations, but the same tactics were used. They persecuted them to unbelievable things. But when the wall fell, amen, Brother Tony, they found out that behind that wall, there's a church. Amen. Come on. Amen. There have been persecution. Amen. They tried to wipe it out for years. Amen. But I want to tell you, who is she that looketh forth as the morning? I can tell you, you can face that eastern sky. Amen. All of the weapons of the world can be aimed towards the east and set loose. Amen. Shortly before daybreak. Amen. But I want to tell you a little secret. That sun's going to rise right on up out of that eastern sky. Hey, the thing in the world that man can do about it. Oh, come on. Oh, Brother Joe, that's the invincibleness of Christ. It is. Amen. But I can tell you, as His bride, amen, we share in that invincibility. Well, glory. He's a Tadamahaya. Amen. He's a give unto men. I want to tell you, He's bought. He led captivity captive. Amen. And give gifts unto men. Amen. They tried in the Roman era. Amen. 10 major persecutions. Amen. In Rome, they tried to wipe the church out. Amen. Listen, when they by violence, they tried to wipe it out. The Apostle Paul himself being an early part of that persecution till the Lord met him on the road to Damascus. Amen. And done a marvelous transformation of Saul of Tarsus. Amen. And later on, Paul, he changes his name to Paul. So, amen. Paul means little. Amen. He finally run into some. Listen, he told himself what he was. He was about 4'6" tall. Amen. He was little, but he served a big God. Amen. Hallelujah. They piled their bodies up. Amen. High as the walls around the cities. They burn them with fire. They put animal skins on them and blood of animals and turned them loose in the lines. Amen. Tore them apart. Amen. But the church kept moving on. Hallelujah. And when 10 persecutions of Rome were finished, amen, the church is still victorious. Amen. Come on. And so they tried another tactic. Amen. Called the Roman Catholic system. Amen. They found them and make them a whorish church and said they couldn't pollute it from within. But the true church rebelled against that business and said, we'll not have it. Amen. We're going to serve the one true God. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. So violence didn't overthrow it. Amen. Trickery and deceit. Amen. And enticement could not overthrow it. There's nothing, no nothing, that can overcome God's people if they will hold on to Jesus. Who is he that looketh forth as the morning? Amen. Looking for that glorious, invincible church that has walked on. I thought about, amen, down through time. Amen. How that God has kept those people. And we could go into a lot of places this morning and look at what God has done through His church. I tell you, they tried to get rid of old Daniel, but that didn't work either. Amen. They tried to get rid of them 3 Hebrew children. Amen. We can't have, listen, I want to tell you, that religious crowd will hate you. Listen, amen, I said that religious crowd will despise you. Amen, we can't have that. Listen, we're going to face a time, Brother Joe believes right shortly, where this whorish church is going to turn on the true church. Hello, come on, already done. We can see that in motion. Amen, come on. And I want to tell you something. They're going to hate that true church because why? Amen, that true church brings conviction to them. Amen, and they don't want to retain no God in their knowledge like that. Amen. So they're going to war against it. Amen. I can tell you, they turned them to them old three Hebrew brothers. Amen. Put them in that furnace. Amen. That old king come up with that idea. I'm going to make everybody worship him. Amen. He's going to declare himself to be omnipotent. Amen. But these three young men, amen, that knew their God. Hallelujah. Come on. I said these three young men, they were not the majority. They were the minority. They were the remnant, if you will. Come on, with Brother Joe. This crowd running around acting like the end day, the last day church is going to be a majority. Amen. Somebody better read this book. Amen. It has never been the majority. It has always been a remnant down through the ages. But thank God, there has always been a remnant. Amen. One of the most scary, I was talking to Brother Harvey yesterday, and one, two of the most scary situations in the Word of God, one of them being, amen, that God was looking down and was about faith, showing when He comes back, shall He find faith in the earth. Amen. And many other places in the Word of God where Jesus could not find people to believe Him, so He couldn't do what He had intended to do. Those things, amen, the modern day, we look at the last day prophecy. Perilous times come. Why? Amen, because men love their self more than they love God. Amen, they are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Heady, high-minded, proud, boasters. These are things that are He is pointing out. He ain't talking to the world. He's talking to the church. Come on. And if the church is that bad, how bad is the world? Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. If you look at what God has said about the last days, amen. No, is it any wonder the world is in the shape it's in? Because the church, a professing church, is in the shape she's in. Amen. I can tell you, if the church is filled with all kind of iniquity, that world is going to be much fuller. Amen. Because, amen, there hasn't been any restraint at all, amen, against sin. Amen. We're coming to a time, amen, when God pulls the church out. Amen, Brother Tony. All restraint to sin. You hear me? I want to say, all restraint to sin is going away. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, I thought it was the Holy Ghost. Amen. Who did He give the Holy Ghost to? Anybody? Amen. Want to answer that question? He gave the Holy Ghost to the church. He didn't give the Holy Ghost to the world. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll pray the Father, and He'll send you another Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He shall be with you, and He shall be in you. Amen. And He shall lead you into all truth. Amen. My. He shall give you what? When He comes, He'll give. What did He say? When the Spirit of truth has come, amen, He'll give you power. He shall receive power after that, the Holy Ghost. Power to do what, Brother Joe? Power to live that godly life. Power to say no to that devil. Power to say no to that, amen, enticement and that backslid worldly church system. Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, amen. Look here, old king. You can play that music if you want to. Amen, but it ain't going to change anything. Amen. We know, amen, what we believe, and we know in whom we believe. Hear the Apostle Paul. I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep me against that. Amen. Able to keep them promises that He's given me against that day. I'll put it all in God's hands. Amen. Let me hurry. So the church, Christ's church, is invincible in Him. Outside of Him, we crumble like, amen, mortar that has been set apart on a 30-degree day. I run on them folks trying to pour that concrete in the wrong temperature. They slipping around doing it. I said, I wouldn't want to be in part of that building. Hello. Amen. If that water freezes in that concrete, come on, Brother Joe, it turns into crumble. You hear me? And it will not stand stress. Amen. It has to have the... Listen, that, in order for that to be hardened, it has to have the right conditions, Brother Tony. Amen. And there ain't no shortcuts. There ain't no getting around it. I'm headed somewhere. In order for it to have that strength, it must have the right conditions. Amen. If God, if we're going to have the strength of God, we've got to have the right conditions in the heart. Amen. My. I can tell you, we'll give God the right conditions. Amen. He'll build something in us that the devil can't do a thing with. I think I'll say that again. I felt the Holy Ghost. If we'll give Him the right conditions. Amen. I can tell you, He'll build something in us. Oh, come on. We're not out of Hosea. We are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus under good works. Amen. Hallelujah. So His church is invincible. Yep. Amen. When He comes back, He's going to find. Amen. He's going to find in some. He's going to find some Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's. He's going to find some Daniels. Amen. Come on. He's going to find some Esthers. Amen. Come on. Oh, I said He's going to find some Esthers. Amen. And He's going to find. Amen. A few old uncles that are just ain't going to bow and bend. Amen. He's going to find some Mordecais. Hey, I said He's going to find them. You hear me? Amen. Why? They've held on. They've allowed Him to do that which He intended to do in the life. And I'm going to tell you, the devil ain't got anything. Read that Old Testament. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Well, that's a big statement right there. And believe you me, the devil will drag every last weapon he can find out, amen, in order to try to destroy. Amen. Whether it's, amen, persecution, famine, whatever that it might be. Amen. I want to tell you, he don't mind. He don't hold back. He'll pull all the straws out. Amen. He's done it for years. Amen. But through the years, there's been a testimony. Amen. God has been faithful. Amen. God's people have been victorious. Amen. That church has been invincible. If the church could have been eradicated, I can assure you the devil would have eradicated the church a long, long time ago. Amen. He's been at war with her. Amen. But one day, I said one day, here, Brother Joe, amen, that church is going to sit in judgment. I said that same church is going to sit in judgment. Hear me? Amen. God said, don't you know you're going to judge angels? Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell you, I can tell you, not only are we going to sit in point of judgment on that day, amen, if we'll live for God, we'll sit in judgment right now, and we'll judge that devil's a liar, amen, and we'll tell him, amen, you get behind me, amen, God, come on, thus saith the Lord, I'm going to stand on the Word of God. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Let me read the next passage. Describes the invincibility of the church, that passage. The passage fair as the moon, amen, describes the soft radiance of Christ's church. She is not that light. Amen. Listen, she is not that light, but exists by reflection of Christ's glorious light to shine, amen, into a dark world. That's why, amen, John the Baptist came and said, they said, who are you? He said, I'm not that light, but I am come to bear witness of that light. The light that lighteth every man. Oh, my. Amen. Oh, I want to tell you something. Amen. There is light. Light has come. That's what the Word of God said. And this is the condemnation that men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. Amen. When you find folks that get offended at the Word of God, stepping into the church house, amen, and they get angry, amen, at the preacher, amen, or the teacher, or whoever that it might be. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Because the Word of God has found where they're at. Amen. Come on. I want to tell you something. They are playing on dangerous ground. Amen. I can tell you something. If I love God, amen, David said, amen, in remnants, and as a type of Christ, thy word have I hid in my heart that I sin not against thee. Amen. David said these words as well. Amen. You search me. Amen. Shine that light on me, Lord. Amen. And reveal what's in me. Amen. David said, I know you won't lie to me. I know you won't pull my string and, amen, pull a hood over my eyes. Amen. But, oh, then David knew when God found the problem, David got to confess that God's right. That's the whole essence of something called sanctification, by the way. Amen. Sanctification is the Word of God by the Spirit of God revealing, amen, that which is against God in the life, in the heart, in the spirit of man. And man humbling himself under the mighty hand of God, confessing that. And the Word of God said, if we confess our sins, amen, He is faithful. Didn't say confess them in pride. Amen. But confess them in repentance. Amen. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's sanctification, my dear brethren and sisters this morning. Amen. That Word of God reveals something in us. Amen. We pray through over it. Let the blood be applied, washing it under regeneration. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Get up and move on. And we're greater in the process than we were before. Come on. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, we just overcome something. We just won another victory. Amen. Let the church roll on. So, fair as the moon. That is, let me finish taking a look at that. Amen. That's the light is comprehended. The light of Christ should be comprehended. Hope springs out of despair. If that light is comprehended, hope springs out of despair. Amen. Joy springs out of sorrow. When Christ's church shines with His brightness and men respond positively, they will be delivered out of darkness. Wrote these things down. And gloom into the glorious light. Amen. An expectation of the sons of God. Ooh, what's my expectation, Brother Joe? I'm expecting an eternity that I don't have to dread, Brother Tony. Oh, I'm about ready to run on that one. I got high hopes. Amen. And believe you me, it ain't in this world. It's not in the men of this world. Amen. I have high hopes because of what God said in this book and what God has done with the Lamb of God sinning to bear, amen, my sin on the tree. Listen, sinning to do what I and you could not do. Amen. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But He hasn't given us something that we can't do. He's given us that we can do through Him. Amen. Hallelujah. If we confess that, He's just. My, Jesus said, mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Amen. My, aren't you glad of that this morning? Amen. If God's mercy didn't rejoice against judgment, we couldn't live through judgment. To judge sin in mankind without the mercy and the grace of God, all humanity ceases to exist. Amen. Thank God Jesus said mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Amen. Glory to God. He said, it's not my will that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance. We go back. That's not just a New Testament. That's Old Testament. Amen. Read it in the book of Ezekiel chapter 18. As I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his wicked way and live. Amen. But we've come to an age in the church even, amen, for the most part, a great deal, let's put it that way, that folks don't want to turn, but they want God to turn. Amen. So I can tell you something. Amen. James said, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. What is he saying, Brother Joe? That God ain't even thought about changing. Amen. Why should God, who is perfect, who has performed and given us a perfect salvation, even that works with an imperfect vessel? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Why should God change? Yet men, amen, they've been rewriting Bibles for years, Brother Tony, trying to find a way to change God. You can rewrite that Bible 10,000 times. Change every word in. Amen. You ain't changed a thing about God. I never have forgot that Saturday. I was headed to the trash. Amen. We used to carry the trash over there in the south of Jay and dump it. I was headed over there and I listened to the Christian radio. And this guy, they had just wrote a new Bible. Hold on a second. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.